Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast, to the Sugar Bowl, a semifinal in the playoff held in God's own territory for a bowl game that you have to play if you can't play in the Rose Bowl. Well,
diabetes.
Diabetes. That's correct. That'd be New Orleans. You're going to play in New Orleans, where if somebody's already booked Pasadena, Georgia, and Oklahoma, you dicks. What kind of person actually books travel ahead of time? Oklahoma and Georgia.
You're the worst person to ask about this.
I'm the best.
I think Spencer is literally asking.
Yeah, literally asking. Who does that? Clemson and Alabama are going to be playing each other. These teams have never played before, so it's going to be fascinating to see how this shakes out, especially on a stage this big.
Well, and Alabama's first appearance in the college football playoff. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did win the national title last year. A lot of people forget that Alabama did.
Yeah, but that was pre-playoff.
That's true. They won the last BCS title game. Came down to the wire, but the Tide hung on at the end.
Yeah, the upstart Alabama Crimson Tide.
This has been the people who don't actually watch that much football are getting such shit information right.
Well,
now.
Nothing new there.
Yeah, it's fine. Right? It's all about what you believe. As in Alabama really sort of trying to embrace the role of underdog here against Clemson, who's also trying to embrace the role of underdog here. My favorite story from this is Jalen Hurts. Okay. I will tell you, Jalen Hurts, a phenomenally talented five-star athlete who could be a powerlifting champion pretty much right now. He wouldn't even need to train, right, in his weight division, play like three or four different sports. Is a brilliant quarterback, unfairly maligned by Alabama fans who, let's be fair, how would they know what an actual quarterback looks like, right? This ketchup's fine. It says AJ McCarron on it. Really, like, he, in order to get a little bit of an edge on how to come back after losing a big game, as they did against Clemson last year, because remember, they lost that game on a definitely legal pick play at the goal line to a guy named Hunter Renfro. Oh, the betrayal of losing to a tiny white wide receiver named Hunter. It had to burn Alabama. That's what I'm saying.
How'd we miss on him?
Yeah. There's such grit. You know what Saban doesn't recruit? He's got five stars on the field. But what about in the heart?
Hunter Renfro is the most New England Patriots player in college football. The most.
It's him or a Lanning. I haven't decided which
one. It's him or Josh Allen.
Yeah,
if they like convert Josh Allen to fullback or some shit.
I think it's just oddly shaped white guys is the Patriot model.
Do you have trouble finding clothes? Come play for the Pats.
So does Bill Belichick. Take a look at it.
It's true. Can you find something for this weirdly Robotnik-shaped body?
I kind of like the way we don't have any shirts that fit that guy. Let's give him a...
That's good. I think I could see him at a small private school somewhere. The point being, Jalen Hurts had to ask the guy who beat him last year how to come back because the year before that, Deshaun Watson lost to Alabama and yet came back. So basically, we've turned college football into a group therapy session for the Clemson quarterback who beat the Alabama quarterback, who was beaten by a previous Alabama quarterback, who was beaten by a Clemson quarterback. I'm glad it's come to this, is what I'm saying. If I could have both teams lose and just watch Oklahoma, Georgia play twice, just so we get something new, that's great. That's nothing against Clemson or Alabama, by the way. It's just this is a lot like a wrestling storyline where we're on like the third matchup, right?
It's what you're actually describing, like, is Star Wars, where you're like, hey, I already seen this. Yeah, no, he's the mean one. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, somebody's gonna lose a hand, right?
This is the even bigger Death Star.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, JJ.
It's the Death Star. There are twos in there as ours. It's hard to pronounce it, but they're there.
The Death Starcade 86. With Kylo Ren in this corner, Nick Saban in the other. And me, the hologram of Dustin Rhodes, calling it all. Yeah, no, I don't want to see something. I'd like
Dusty Rose force new. Projecting himself across the Mid-South. He's actually in Memphis.
Just across the Mid-South. I can only project to the Mississippi River.
Everybody he's actually in Huntsville.
Snoke's chamber is basically like an Alabama fan's living room.
Nothing but crimson wall to wall.
Why are those guys? Why are those guys' helmets like? They have a visor over their eyes. It looks cool. Just let them. But they're blind. They can't. They don't need eyes. Not when you look that badass. That was my favorite part. The guys coming after him, and I'm like, oh, dumbasses. They're blind guards.
I really want to see a scene filmed from their perspective. They're just like barely breathing. Like, oh God, Jesus. He told us we were decorative. He it's said like these were the decorative helmets.
It's like when you send an English bulldog out to, like, you know, lead a team onto the field or whatever. Sneezing.
So winded.
Can't see. Ryan, did you see this movie yet?
I did, yes.
Okay, good. Surely all our listeners have too. So time to let the takes flow. Here we go.
I am so happy that I was right about Luke, and even more so when he went and he drank like that mysterious liquid that came out of like the walrus giraffe sitting derelict animal thing that was on the coast, right? He just milked it and like drank it straight out of a glass.
I think that's the first time he did it, and he did it just to fuck with Ray.
He's like, I don't even know what this liquid is.
He's like, I've passed these teats for weeks, and today's the day I do this shit.
It's just dispensing Kahlua. It's amazing.
Oh, it's Shamrock Shake. That's where it comes from.
I think Luke probably looked up at it and goes, please say the animal doesn't look happy. Please say it doesn't look ecstatic.
But it
happy.
Did. It did.
Oh, man.
It looked at Ray like you went in on this.
I just, with Luke too, you know, it wasn't the first time. I did also cackle in the theater when they showed the X-Wing in the water. Yes. Luke learned how to fly an X-Wing unlike anyone in the galaxy, but never learned how to land it.
He just said, fuck this thing.
Star Wars 9, the search for a boat trailer.
I also like people like, as if this wasn't a defined enough culture war, on Twitter, you just put three opinions about it, and somebody's like, it wasn't a good movie. What kind of a conversation is that? I don't know you. I don't care. I'm not going to convince you. Like, oh, wow, what a novel thing. You didn't like a Star Wars movie. That's amazing. What a bold stand. That's like saying, I don't know, you don't want to watch Clemson and Alabama play again. What a novel opinion.
Well, I have some sympathy for the latter opinion.
Yes. Thank you. That's like I'm one of what, like eight people. Like, no, don't you want to see the best play the best? No. No, I don't actually.
No, get Middle Tennessee in here.
Let's just call. Why don't you, you know what? Why don't we call America's most important team Wake Forest? That's right. Call Wake Forest ass.
Iowa Wake Forest Sugar Bowl.
Hold up. What color was Laura Dern's hair in the movie? That's right, Clemson purple.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And what happened to her in the movie?
She also ran a legal pick play. That was legal.
she split the seam, didn't she? Went straight up the middle.
That's true. You know what? Football's a team game, and sometimes someone has to block.
That's a problem with Cover Hoth.
Oh, do you actually, like, by the way, like, in this, do we have any idea what's going to happen? Because I think people who are certain about this game either way are just fools. Like, I feel way better about saying, yeah, Georgia will probably just grind Oklahoma out.
So I fucked up looking back at our picks on the SB Nation bowl game schedule app, which looks really dope this year, by the way. And I don't say that just because my face is on it, although, God, my face is on it.
Is still on it till around 4 o'clock January 1st, folks. Actually, I might just leave it on there.
Thank you. Yeah, I fucked up because I tried to, like, overthink these picks, and I forgot to do this. The only – unless you're Jason. Jason's a Sandman, and we understand that he can see both time and space and the intersection of the two and realities that – haven't existed, will exist right now, like all of it. It's all laid bare to him, and yet for some reason he decides to work at a sports website. Cool, it's fine.
Yeah,
I fucked up because the way you're supposed to pick these games, if you don't have money on them, as I do not, is to pick the outcome that would make you most unhappy, because what you're really doing is emotionally shielding yourself for a negative future. So I should have picked Georgia and I should have picked Alabama. And that's what I'm going to do now. Not based on any logic, not based on any reasonable interpretation of strengths and weaknesses, nothing but looking at what would make me most unhappy. It's Georgia and Bama winning, and it's Georgia winning the national championship. So because that's what's going
to
happen.
Then you get something out of it. Then you get to say, well, I'm unhappy, but at least I'm smart.
Right. I'm the sad man.